Tune in for all the reviews of the latest Indian streaming shows with Suchin Mehrotra and get the most bang for your binge.
I really, really wanted to like Amazon Prime Video's latest series, Big Girls Don't Cry. I love everything it stands for and everything it's trying to do. There's so much about the idea and ambition of this series that you just want to hug and champion and root for in its sincere, wholesome attempt at a coming-of-age story of a group of teenage girls. BGDC follows the friendship, fallouts, feels, and misadventures of a group of friends at the Vandana Valley Girls High School. At first glance, this handsomely produced, well-packaged show created by Nitya Mehra has everything going for it. The convincing boarding school setting, a sparkling ensemble of talented actors, the spunky energy, the sensitive themes. We deserve great female friendship stories. It's tragic just how few there are that come to mind from Hindi cinema. We deserve great coming-of-age stories focusing on young girls navigating the world, womanhood, sisterhood, self-acceptance, sexuality and desire. And yet, intent and having your heart in the right place can only take you so far when the writing and execution are so flavorless, scattered, unfocused and unexciting. Intent can only do so much after 7 frequently exhausting 50-minute episodes. Intent alone can't make up for a feeble foundation that fails to seamlessly balance multiple characters. BGDC left me torn between everything this show could have been, everything it wants to be, as against the unfortunate misfire of what it is. Let's meet our gang. The casting from Romil Modi and Shivam Gupta give us a crop of exciting young talents. I really liked these actors. The problem is how they're used and the characters they're playing. There's Anandita Rawat, aka Pluggy, played by Talai. Pluggy is the ditzy older student who's hoping this will finally be the year she graduates and the year she finally loses her virginity. There's Jayashree Chetri, aka JC, played by Tenzin Lakila. She's an actual princess from Nepal who's torn between the expectations of her controlling grandmother and just wanting to be a kid. There's JC's best friend, the loud-mouthed joker of the group, Ruhi Ahuja, played by a spunky, scene-stealing Anith Padda. Armed with a crackling presence, Anith is a real find. There's high-strung school captain Noor Hassan, played by Afra Syed, armed with self-important head girl energy. There's sports captain and badass basketball star Leah Joseph, aka Ludo, played by self-assured Mean Girls actress Avantika Vandanapu. Then there's a newcomer and our eyes and ears into the gang, Kavya Yadav, played by an endearing Vidushi. Kavya is a quiet girl gradually coming out of her shell who you initially just want to protect from the world. I'm pretty sure that's everyone. I feel like I just took attendance. Anyway, together these 6 girls make up a gang of friends that call themselves the BGDC crew. A great ensemble when done right is magical. A collage of characters colliding together to create something greater than the sum of its parts, where every piece, every person feels essential, significant and moves you in some way. But here, writers Sudhanshu Sarya, Radhika Malhotra, Sunaina Kumari and Advitya Karing Das, along with directors Nitya Mehra, Karan Kapadia, Kopal Netani and Sudhanshu Sarya, struggle so severely to balance multiple arcs at once that it leaves you yearning for a single protagonist. BGDC is noticeably missing that mystical quality, call it chemistry, call it direction, call it jugalbandi, where character, dialogue and performance all just click into place beautifully like pieces of a puzzle. More than being particularly awkward or forced, the writing lacks personality. Everyone feels like they're somehow both underwritten and overwritten. What's more, after a point, I honestly lost track of who the main characters even are. For example, aside from these 6, there's also Diya Malik, aka Demented Diya, played by sparkling Akshita Sood, who, like many others, gets struck by this show's affliction of having talented actors play annoying characters. Diya isn't part of the main BGDC gang, but she's given a flashy introduction like the others, but we barely see her in the first few episodes, and the narrative only seems to check in with her intermittently. On the flip side, you have debate team star Manjori Kar, who's treated like a supporting player, but she has just as much of an arc and screen time as the main group. Confusing. The point is, we finally live in an age of seeing young adults on screen being taken seriously and getting their due, as interesting, messy, complex and three-dimensional. Look at the magic Avinash Arun and Ishani Banerjee weaved in School of Lies. Look at what Raj and DK manage in many of their shows, Guns and Gulabs in particular. Look at many TVF shows. Characters aside, even in terms of plot, BGDC suffers from strange structural issues. The way the narrative dips in and out of each girl's story is clunky and disjointed. The editing and flow is so odd, it's as if episode beats were determined on the edit table rather than on paper. scenes don't flow into each other as much as they seem to just drop one after the other. Like the awkward cold opens that begin each chapter, sequences don't belong. They feel like they've just been arbitrarily placed there, and they could just as easily have come later in the same episode. Not to mention how bumpy and emotionally uneven certain stretches are. In this show, it's not surprising to go from an emotionally charged mother-daughter showdown to a faculty member grieving the death of their child to a fluffy love song about two students developing feelings for each other. Tonally, BGDC wants to do both comedy and drama and entirely struggles to navigate the two. The most unfortunate example of this comes at the end of one episode where the girls find themselves tripping on unlikely edibles all high out of their minds. There's serious clashes and emotional showdowns within the group. Cut to all of them realizing they're high, which is staged for laughs. Cut to one of the gang crying in a bathroom dealing with some very heavy stuff. Cut to more drug-addled silliness. Cut to two friends emotionally reconciling. Cut to everyone dancing the night away. Smooth and seamless, it is not. By wanting to discuss issues like queerness, sexuality, privilege, and patriarchy, the series has its ambition set sky high, but it matters little when the bare basics just aren't in place. I would opt for the fluffy, frothy melodrama of a show like Mismatched over this any day, because even if that show doesn't quite aspire to the sophistication, layers, or subtext of BGDC, at least Mismatched knows what it wants to do and does it well. Then there's the matter of school principal Anita Varma, played by Pooja Bhatt, who's up there with Kavya Yadav as the show's most inconsistently written arc. Anita is part tyrant, part kind, I think, but the narrative is barely able to do justice to its gajillion student characters, and on top of that, we're supposed to empathize with the principal and her search for the funding of a new science block. I got no empathy left. I don't want to. You can't make me. It feels like homework. All this takes us to the unfortunate mess of a final episode where everything seems to unravel entirely. Some conflicts are resolved, others are left dangling lazily, there's a randomly sinister cliffhanger, and even an all-vibes moment of two friends running off into the woods at the end of the semester. The kind of shot that makes you go, where are they even going? The exit is that way. It's a real shame because the makers of this show really do care. They care about these kids, these characters, these causes. But with such fractured, fragmented storytelling, we are only able to, in moments. We deserve great coming-of-age female friendship stories. Big Girls Don't Cry is a painfully missed opportunity. Big girls deserve better. You can watch BGDC on Amazon Prime Video.
Thank you for listening to the Film Companion podcast. Stay tuned for more reviews, interviews, and all that's hot and happening in pop culture and entertainment.